From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence were among those gathered to greet three Americans freed from detention in North Korea. The president said their release at this time came somewhat unexpectedly.
We very much appreciate that he allowed them to go before the meeting. It was sort of understood that we'd be able to get these three terrific people during the meeting and bring them home after the meeting. And he was nice in letting them go before the meeting. I mean, frankly, we didn't think this was going to happen, and it did.
The Korean Americans were released after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo went to North Korea for a second time to meet with leader Kim Jong-un. Two of the detainees were teaching at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology when they were separately detained in 2017, accused of participating in anti-government activities. The third detainee, arrested in 2015 and sentenced to 10 years in prison with hard labor after being convicted of espionage. Hours after Israel's military said Iranian forces in Syria fired rockets at Israeli army posts in the Golan Heights, Syria's state media reported that Israeli missiles hit air defense positions, radar stations, and an ammunition depot. The state-run Sana news agency said anti-aircraft systems shot down dozens of missiles, but that some had struck a number of targets. A dam in Kenya's Rift Valley north of Nairobi burst late Wednesday, killing at least 27 people. The region has seen heavy rains during the past 2 months, causing floods and mudslides, already responsible for killing more than 130 people. The Kenyan government says 220,000 people are displaced. This is VOA News. Malaysia is set to mark a political shift on Thursday, with 92-year-old Mahathir Mohamad expected to be sworn in as prime minister. Mahathir says that if the king doesn't confirm his victory, the country will be without a ruler.
So we need to have this government today without delay. There is a lot of work to be done. You know the mess the country is in, and we need to attend to this mess as soon as possible. And that means today.
Mahathir is credited with building a thriving economy in Malaysia. Many Malaysians are opposed, saying that he is harsh treatment of political opponents and stifling of free speech. U.S. President Donald Trump says Iran is likely to engage in new negotiations on its nuclear program despite the current angry rhetoric in Tehran. Trump told reporters Wednesday that the United States will impose some of the strongest sanctions on Iran that have ever been imposed on any country, and that the United States will work toward a deal with Tehran that will ensure the world's safety. Iran has firmly rejected suggestions to renegotiate any part of the 2015 agreement. Britain, France, and Germany say they will continue to uphold the agreement with Iran. VOA's Zlati Tsahok has more.
Iranian leaders have threatened to resume the country's uranium enrichment program, but Trump expressed confidence they will agree to negotiate for a new deal.
And Iran will come back and say, we don't want to negotiate, and of course they're going to say that, and if I were in their position, I'd say that too for the first couple of months. We're not going to negotiate, but they'll negotiate.
Some analysts say Iran could indeed agree to discuss a new agreement because its leadership is weaker now than it was in 2009 when it began negotiations for the current deal. Questions have also been raised about the United States' credibility in the upcoming negotiations with North Korea on dismantling its nuclear program. Some analysts say Trump's decision on the Iran deal sends a strong message to North Korea that the United States would rather have no agreement at all than a bad agreement. Zlati Tsahok, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi voters will soon have a chance to replace their national parliament for the first time since the government declared victory over Islamic State militants last year. Voters in Iraq's Kurdish region are preparing for Saturday's federal election despite making a bid for secession in a controversial independence referendum last September. While many voters say that even though they remain committed to the cause of independence, for now they are left with little choice but to try and strengthen their representation at the federal level. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.